课。
Lord, we do thank you for the privilege of meeting with you again around the Bible this evening.
主，我们感谢您今天又给我们这样的荣幸啊，能够来到你的面前，也围绕在这您的话语圣经的面前。
And we remember the promise of God that the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple.
主啊，我们也记得您在圣经里面说，您的话语会给那心思简单的人带来光。
And so we pray, Lord, that as a result of being here this evening, we might see and understand more of your light.
主，我们盼望我们今天晚上来的人都能够看见，也更多的明白您的赐给我们的光。
Lord, we need light in order to know where to walk, and we need the understanding of God in order to know how to walk. And we pray that you will give us both this evening.
主，我们需要光，这样我们才知道要往哪里去。我们也需要明白这些道理，我们才知道怎么样在光中行。主啊，求您今天把这两样都赐给我们。
May we walk in such a way as it will please you. That's our prayer.
愿我们我们的祈求是愿我们在世行事为人能够蒙您的喜悦。
So bless Trevor tonight and bless us through the words that you give to him.
主啊，求您祝福 Trevor， 也求您借着您赐给他的话来祝福我们。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good, Trevor. Carry on.
Good evening, everyone.
大家晚上好。
Greetings from Vancouver.
我在温哥华向大家问好。
Tonight we're going to look at some other way, another way that the New Testament uses the Old Testament.
我们今天晚上呢学习另外一个就是新约使用旧约的方法。
Sometimes there are special ways that people write that help us to understand more fully the meaning of a passage.
有的时候呢人们写作的时候会用一些特别的 手法啊有助于帮助人们能够明白他写的这段的信息。
Sometimes they are very simple for us to learn.
有的时候呢这些写作的手法呢对我们来说比较容易理解。
One of these ways that authors write is using something called a simile.
有的时候呢这个作者呢会用我们叫做名喻或者说直喻这样的修辞手法。
A simile is a way to help you and I imagine something.
那这个名喻的修辞手法呢能够帮助我们去想象一些事情。
It uses the word like or as is for a comparison.
那这在名喻中呢它是要用一个连接词是像或者比如这样的词呢把两个东西连接来用来比较两个东西。
So if we said that somebody is as big as an elephant, that's making us imagine something in our mind.
比如说我们说有人像大象一样大那这样的话这个修辞手法就会帮助我们去想象这个人到底是个什么样子。
Or if we say that person fights like a tiger, that brings something to mind.
或者当我们听到有人说这个人像老虎一样在战斗在打架的话呢我也会让我们的头脑中有想象一个画面。
When we use like or as,It forces us to think of another image in our minds.
所以当用了像这个词就会促使我们的头脑呢去想象到底是个什么样子。
So when I said as big as an elephant,
比如说我说像大象一样大。
We first get an image of an elephant in our minds.
那我们一听到这个呢，脑子里就会想象一个大象的图景了。
And then we think, boy, is that person ever huge because they're as big as an elephant.
嗯，然后我们就会说，哦，那这个人，一定长得非常高大，因为他像大象那么大。
And when I said,He fights like a tiger, that also brings an image into our minds.
嗯，然后我再说哦，这个人打架像老虎一样啊，然后你的头脑中也会有一个形象出现。
Of somebody very strong.
嗯，你会想这个人一定是很强壮的。
With sharp teeth.
可能他的牙齿很尖利。
And sharp long claws.
嗯，可能他的爪子也很尖，也很锋利。
Someone who's fast.
然后他速度很快。
And with all their stripes, someone who can be sneaky.
然后他呢走路又会很轻巧，可以悄悄地溜进来。
And so just saying somebody fights like a tiger helps us bring these wonderful images into our minds.
所以用这样的修辞手法说一个人像打架像老虎一样的话，那就会帮助我们在头脑中建立这样的一个形象。
The Bible uses similes all the time.
嗯，那圣经里面呢也随处可见这样名喻，就是直喻的这样的比喻的修辞手法。
And we'd like to look at one of them this evening.
我们今天晚上呢就看其中一个例子。
We find this one in John chapter 3 verse 14.
那这个例子呢是在约翰福音的三章十四节。
And it says, And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰福音三章十四十五节，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的，都得永生。
So it says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
所以十四节说，他说像摩西在旷野举蛇一样。
So that little word.Helps draw our minds to that time when Moses lifted up a serpent in the wilderness.
就是这个小小的一个词啊，像什么什么一样，就把我们的思路呢，就带回到以前摩西在旷野怎么举铜蛇的这个场景里去了。
Some people unfortunately would say that is the only comparison. The serpent was lifted up and the Son of Man will be lifted up. That's all.
然后有的人会说，那这个就是一个简单的比喻啊，就是把用蛇举起来比喻主耶稣，在十字架上被举起来，如此而已。
But the picture is so much more wonderful.
但实际上这个画面呢，其实是非常美好的。
Because there are so many comparisons that are very similar.
因为他们两者之间有非常多的相似之处。
So.Hold your finger here and look at Numbers chapter 21.
我们这个地方留在这里，等一会儿还会回来。我们先看民数记的二十一章。
And we're going to read from verse 4 till verse 9.
我们从四节读到第九节，民数记二十一章四到九节。
And here we read, And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spoke against God, and they spoke against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul hates this light bread.And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people much. And much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looks at it, he shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it on a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, then he beheld, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived.
民数记二十一章四到九节，他们从何尔山起行，往红海那条路走，要绕过以东地。百姓因这路难行，心中甚是烦躁，就怨毒神和摩西说：“你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？这里没有粮，没有水，我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。”于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多。百姓到摩西那里说：“我们怨毒耶和华和你，有罪了，求你祷告耶和华，叫这些蛇离开我们。”于是摩西为百姓祷告。耶和华对摩西说：“你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的一望这蛇就必得活。”摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的一望这铜蛇就活了。
Now let's go back, now that we've read that, and read the entire story in John chapter 3.
然后我们现在民数记二十一章的故事读完了，我们再回到约翰福音的三章，把这整段的故事读弄清楚。
We're going to read verses 1-16.
我们从一节一直读到十六节，约翰福音三章。
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus at night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but canst not tell from whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So it is with every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you a master of Israel, and you don't know these things? Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man has ascended up into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
约翰福音三章一到十六节，有一个法利赛人名叫尼格底姆，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣说，拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼格底姆说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。尼格底姆问他说，怎能有这事呢？耶稣回答说，你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在地告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。 我对你们说，地上的事你们赏且不信，若说天上的事如何能信呢？除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Now there are four comparisons that we'd like to notice in these two stories.
所以这我们读的民数记和约翰福音这两个故事里面呀，有四点相似之处，我们需要来比较一下。
The first one is in from the story in the book of Numbers.
第一个呢是从民数记二十一章这个故事里面。
As a consequence to their sin, the people were bitten by serpents and perishing.
那在那个故事里面呢，人们因为他们的罪，他们就被火蛇咬了，他们就都正在死去或者已经死去了。
In the same way, you and I, as a consequence of our sin, are perishing.
那跟这个相似呢，就是你和我也是因为我们的罪，也在灭亡之中。
The second comparison is that Moses, listening to God, to be able to save the people, needed to lift up a bronze serpent on a pole.
那第二对比较是什么呢？就是摩西听了神的话，他为了要救这些百姓，他要把一个火蛇放在杆子上举起来。
In John chapter 3, to save people from perishing, the Son of Man must be lifted up.
在约翰福音的三章里面，为了救我们这些因罪而灭亡的人，人子必须被举起来。
The third comparison is that in the book of Numbers, for the people to be saved from perishing, they had to look at the serpent on the pole.
那第三组比较呢，就是在民数记二十一章这个故事里面，一个人如果要得救的话，他必须要去看这个杆子上的铜蛇。
In John chapter 3, we were reading, all the people who believe in the Son of Man will be saved.
那在约翰福音的三章里面，我们读到叫一切信人子的人，他们都可以得救。
And the fourth one is in Numbers chapter 21, all the people that looked lived.
那第四对比较呢，就是在民数记二十一章的故事里面，凡是看了铜蛇的人，他们都活下来了。
And in John chapter 3, all the people that believe are given eternal life.
那对应的就是在约翰福音三章里面，凡是相信的人就都有永生。
Now, are you starting to see that this isn't just that the serpent was lifted up and the Son of Man was lifted up?
所以大家现在看见了吗？所以他这句话这个比喻没有那么简单，好像仅仅就是一个铜蛇举起来，然后对应的就是人子举起来，不仅仅这么简单。
There are more comparisons, and the better we know our Bibles, the greater the story becomes.
你越能够明白这个圣经里面的这些比较，你就越能够理解圣经的真理。
The story is an excellent story all by itself.
这个故事本身就是一个非常出色的故事了。
But it is a more excellent story when we take both stories together and understand it better.
就约翰福音三章本身就是一个很好的故事，但如果我们把民数记二十一章和这个故事联系在一起，互相比较的话，就会让这个故事变得更丰富多彩。
So we were reading in John chapter 3 that Nicodemus was a religious chief amongst the Jewish people.
我们在那个约翰福音三章里面看到，这个尼哥底母呢，他是这个在犹太人当中啊，他是一个律法教师。
And that's important for us to remember that he was a religious leader.
我们记住这一点非常重要，他是一个宗教领袖。
I guess one of the things it tells you and I is that there are nobody's too good that they don't need salvation.
所以这尼哥底母这个例子告诉我们，没有哪个人在地上的人呢，好到一定程度他不需要救恩的。
And this man came to Jesus during the night.
而且这个人呢是晚上来找耶稣。
Why did he come at night?
为什么他晚上来呢？
Well, the truth is we don't really know.
那事实呢我们不知道到底为什么。
But we might guess.
但是我们可以猜一猜。
Maybe it's because he was a very important religious man and didn't want anybody to see him.
那其中一个可能呢就是他是一个重要的宗教领袖所以他不希望别人看见他来。
So under the cover of the night, he put up his cloak and he snuck around so nobody could see him when he went to talk to Jesus.
所以在夜幕的掩盖下他可能也把自己的头啊脸都遮盖起来悄悄地进来见耶稣。
That might be, it might not be.
可能是这样也可能不是。
Some think that it helps describe what his soul was like.
那有的人认为呢他晚上来呢正好就描写了他的灵魂里面是黑暗的。
That Nicodemus was walking in darkness and not in light.
那就说明尼哥底母他是行走在黑暗中不是行走在光里的。
And that's certainly true.
当然这样说肯定是对的。
But it might not be the only reason.
但那可能不是唯一的他晚上来见耶稣的原因。
It might be that he just could not wait until morning.
还有一种可能呢就是他实在等不及天亮了。
That he had these questions in his soul that just needed to be answered and he couldn't wait any longer.
就可能他心里这个问题啊太急切了他马上想要得到答案不想等到天亮。
And you know, all three of those ideas could all be right.
所以我们这三种假设呢可能都是对的。
You know when the best time to go to Jesus is?
你知道到耶稣那里去的最好的时间是什么吗
?Right now.
就是现在。
The Bible says now is the accepted time.
圣经说现在就是得救的时候。
The Bible says that our souls are in darkness.
圣经告诉我们我们的灵魂是在黑暗里面的。
And sometimes, we may not want to be seen by other people, and so we go in the darkness so we don't be seen just in case we get embarrassed.
因为我们在行走的黑暗里面，我们就不想让别人看见，免得被别人看见了很难为情。
But the most important thing is that he found Jesus and talked to him.
但是对尼哥底母来说，最重要的事情就是他找到了耶稣，并跟耶稣进行了交谈。
And he asked Jesus a question.
然后他问了耶稣一个问题。
Jesus says, "You cannot get to the kingdom of heaven unless you're born again."
然后耶稣对他说，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Now that made Nicodemus wonder and scratch his head.
那这耶稣这句话呢，让尼哥底母很困惑，他抓着头不表示不理解。
How can somebody when they're old be born again?
他说人已经老了，如何能重生呢？
Can he get into his mother's womb again?
他说他能岂能再进母腹里生出来呢？
Imagine the size of your mother's womb if a 150-pound man is inside.
你可以想象一个如果一个150磅的人要重新钻到母亲的肚子里这个母亲的肚子得多大呢
If a 3-kilogram baby makes a mummy that big, imagine a 75-kilogram baby.
所以你可以想象一个3公斤重的婴儿就可以使母亲的肚子鼓起来很大了何况这150磅的人呢
And Jesus says, no.Don't be so silly.
然后耶稣说你别傻了不是这个意思。
I'm not talking about being born physically.
他说我不是讲的是肉身的重生。
I'm talking about being born spiritually.
他说我告诉你的是灵里的重生。
Paul would write that before Jesus came into our lives, we were dead in trespasses and sin.
保罗在以弗所书里告诉我们当耶稣来之前呢我们是死在我们的罪孽过犯当中的。
But that you and I can be made alive in Jesus Christ.
但是我们，你和我可以在耶稣基督里面重新活过来。
And here, Jesus says, if you're born of the flesh, that's flesh.
在这里耶稣说，如果你是从肉身生的，就是肉身。
But that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
但是如果是从灵生的，就是灵。
And then he's wondering about how is this, can these things be, it says in verse 9.
然后第九节的时候，尼哥底母就说，怎么能有这事呢？他还在想不明白。
And then in verse 10, Jesus says to him, are you the master teacher of Israel and you don't know these things?
然后第十节耶稣回答说，你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？
You are the master teacher of Israel, you should know these things.
耶稣的意思说，你是以色列的先生的先生，你应该明白这事才对呀。
In Ezekiel chapter 36, there is a special verse in verse 25.
在以西结书的36章的25节有这么一句经文。
In Ezekiel 36 verse 25, it says, God says this, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will cleanse you, and a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away your stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and cause you to walk in my statutes.And you shall keep my judgments and do them.
以西结书36章的25-27节，我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例。谨守遵行我的典章。
You see, here Jesus is talking about being born of the water and the Spirit.
这里耶稣说你是要从水和圣灵生出来。
In the next chapter, in chapter 37, in verse 14,
再看以西结书的下一章37章的14节。
We read,God says, I shall put my spirit in you and you shall live and I shall place you in a land of your own that then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken and performed it, saith the Lord.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面你们就要活了。我将你们安置在本地你们就知道我耶和华如此说也如此成就了。这是耶和华说的。
And as the master teacher of Israel, he should have known those verses.
所以作为以色列人的律法的先生 的老师中的老师啊，尼哥底母应该知道旧约以西结书的这些经文。
So now when we go back to John chapter 3 and verse 11, Jesus says, how can you not understand if I tell you these things and you don't know them and you should know them, how are you going to believe them?
所以我们再回到约翰福音三章十一节啊，然后耶稣继续说，他说我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过，你们却不领受我们的见证。
Verse 12 says, if I told you earthly things and you'd believe not, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things?
十二节他说，我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事，如何能信呢？
How will he know?
所以他怎么才能知道呢？
There's only one way for him to know.
他要明白只有一个方式。
And verse 13 says, And no man has ascended up to heaven except he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven.
就是13节说的，除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。
You see, he would have to believe Jesus.Testimony.
也就是说他必须要相信耶稣的见证。
Because only Jesus has been into heaven.
因为只有耶稣曾经在天上。
Only Jesus has come down to earth from heaven.
只有耶稣是从天上来到地上的。
And he is the unique and exclusive person to tell you how to get to heaven.
因为他是那个唯一一个能够告诉你怎么去天堂的那个人。
Because he's the only one that's been there and come down to tell you and me.
因为他是那个唯一的曾经在天上然后再从天上到地下来告诉我们如何会能够到天上的那个人。
And so to help understand, he says this in verse 14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
所以为了让尼哥底母进一步能够明白这个道理啊，所以他在十四节里面就举了这个用了这个比喻，就是摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
You see, when he asked, how can a man be born again?
因为尼哥底母问他，一个人怎么能够重生？
Jesus didn't say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins. He did not say that.
耶稣没有直接说，你就信耶稣基督，因为他为你的罪死了。他没有这样说。
He didn't respond directly to their question, but he told this little story.
所以他没有直接正面回答这个问题，而是讲了一个这样的故事。
He made this comparison.
就他做了这样一个比较。
And he said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
所以这个比较是什么？就是说，摩西当年怎样在旷野举蛇？那人子呢也必照样被举起来。
And Jesus expected him to think back to the story about when Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
那这样说呢耶稣是希望尼哥底母能够回想起当时摩西是怎么在旷野把蛇举起来这个故事的。
And Nicodemus would have thought back to Numbers chapter 21.
那这时候尼哥底母他就会回想起民数记21章这个故事了。
And he would have started remembering the story.
然后他就应该开始回忆这个故事到底当时是怎么讲的。
Oh yeah, they were walking in the desert.
然后他会想起，哦，对，那时候以色列人在旷野行走。
And God was leading them along.
然后神在带领他们，一路带领他们。
And then the people started to grumble against God and against Moses.
然后人们就开始抱怨摩西抱怨神了。
And they were saying, we hate this.
然后这些人就说我们讨厌这样。
God, you're horrible.
说神哪你可真是太可怕了。
Our life was so much better when we were living in Egypt. Now we're going to die here in the desert.
他们说我们原来在埃及的生活比现在好得多了，现在我们要死在旷野了。
And it's all your fault, Moses.
然后说摩西啊，这都是你的错。
Because you told us about God, and you told us we need to follow God.
他说因为是你把神告诉我们的，是你告诉我们要跟随神的。
So they were busy complaining against God and against Moses.
所以他们就一直都在抱怨摩西，抱怨神。
And God heard these things that they were saying.
神听到了他们说的这些话。
And God didn't like what he was hearing.
但是神对他所听的这些话一点都不喜欢听。
Now the nice thing about God is that he's patient.
但是神有一个好处就是他非常的有耐心。
The Bible says God is long-suffering and not willing that any should perish.
圣经说神是恒久忍耐啊，他不希望有一人灭亡。
But you know, sooner or later, the long suffering is going to end.
但是你知道吗？早早晚晚，神的这忍耐是会有个尽头的。
And the book of Amos tells us that you and I need to be prepared to come to meet our God.
所以阿摩斯先知阿摩斯书告诉我们，你和我要预备好，有一天要去见神的。
Because we don't know when His patience is going to run out.
因为我们不知道什么时候神的耐心就用尽了。
He was patient for over 400 years with the Canaanites in the land.
因为神对 迦南人啊，忍耐了他们四百年。
He was patient with the people of Nineveh.
他对尼尼微人也极有忍耐。
And until this year, he's been patient with the earth still, all the people of the earth.
直到今天啊，他对地上的现在存活的人还是很有耐心。
But one day his patience is going to run out.
但有一天呢，神的耐心会用尽的。
And there in Numbers chapter 21, we see that his patience ran out that day.
所以在民数记的21章这个故事里，我们就看到，在那个时候呢，神的耐心就用尽了。
He was hearing all these bad things people were saying about him.
所以他一直在听啊，这些人说神的坏话。
And so he sent fiery serpents.
然后他就派火蛇下来了。
And the fiery serpents bit the people.
这火蛇呢就咬了这些人。
And the people were perishing.
然后这些人就死了。
So the people went to Moses and they said, "We've sinned against God and we've sinned against you."
然后这些人百姓就到摩西那里说，我们得罪了你，得罪了神。
And they said, "Pray that God would take away the serpents."
然后他们就让摩西说，你祷告吧，让这些神离开我们吧。
So Moses prayed.
然后摩西就真的祷告了。
And God answered.
然后神就回应了摩西的祷告。
Now the interesting thing is the people asked that God would take the fiery serpents away.
那有趣的是，这些人呢，让摩西祷告的内容是要让神把这些蛇拿走，让这些蛇离开他们。
But God answered in a different way.
但是神回应祷告呢，却是用另外一个方式。
The people prayed, "Take away the fiery serpents."
然后人们祷告是说，神呐，你赶紧让这些蛇离开我们吧。
But God said, "Moses, I want you to make a bronze serpent."
但是摩西耶和华却对摩西说呢，我要你制作一条火蛇。
And lift the serpent up on a pole.
然后挂在杆子上。
And tell the people if they get bit by a fiery serpent, look at the pole and they will live.
然后告诉那些凡被火蛇咬的人，你往这个杆子上的蛇一看，你就活了。
You see, God gives you and I the freedom to make our choices.
所以我们看神是给你和我自由来做自己的选择的。
God gives you and I the freedom to do what we would like to do.
所以神是给了你我自由意志做我们想做的事的。
But God does not give us the freedom to choose the consequences of our decisions.
但是神没给我们这个自由，让我们选择我们选择以后的结果。
And a consequence to their sin was the fiery serpents.
那他们以色列人那个时候，他们的这个罪的后果是什么呢？就是火蛇来咬他们。
This was a consequence to their sin.
这是他们罪的结果。
It's sort of like if you have fire and you put your hand in the flame.
就有点像你故意把手放在火焰里面烧。
And you burn your hand.
那你的手一定会被烧焦的。
You're going to have a burn mark on your hand.
然后你的手上就会有一个伤痕，就是一个烧伤的痕迹。
That's a consequence to your sin.
这就是你罪的后果。
If somebody were to commit adultery,
那如果一个人犯了淫乱的罪
，they might find themselves separated from their spouse.
那他们就会发现他们的配偶就跟他分居了。
They might find themselves pregnant or a father or a mother from somebody who is not their spouse.
然后他们就会可能会发现要么自己怀孕，要么他必须做一个不是他的配偶所生的孩子的父亲或者母亲。
Those are consequences.
那这些都是罪的后果。
King David had consequences to his sin.
那大卫犯了罪以后，他也有他的后果。
Remember when he committed adultery with Bathsheba?
还记得他和拔示巴就犯了淫乱的奸淫的罪。
She was pregnant.
然后拔示巴就怀孕了。
And that was a consequence that wasn't going to change.
那这是罪的后果，而且是不能无法改变的。
You see, David and Bathsheba made a decision.
所以我们看大卫和拔示巴他们做了一个决定。
They had the freedom to make that decision.
他们是有他们的自由可以做这样的决定。
But they didn't have the freedom to choose their consequences.
但是他们没有自由来选择这犯罪以后的结果。
And the same thing in Numbers chapter 21. They did not have the freedom to choose the consequences of sin against God.
所以在民数记二十一章这个故事里也是一样，他们没有自由来选择他们犯罪得罪神以后的后果。
You and I today do not have the freedom to choose our consequences of sinning against God.
我们今天也是一样，你和我也没有这样的自由能够选择我们得罪神以后的后果。
The Bible says the wages of sin is death.
圣经告诉我们罪的工价就是死。
We don't have the freedom to choose that.
所以我们没有自由能够去选择这个。
That's the consequence of sin.
这就是罪的后果。
By the disobedience of one man, sin entered the world and death by sin, says Romans chapter 5.
罗马书的五章告诉我们，因着一个人的悖逆啊，罪就进了这个世界，死也进了这个人间。
And then death passed to all mankind.
然后这个死就传到一代一代所有人的身上。
That's the consequence of sin.
这都是罪的后果。
And we don't have that freedom to choose.
我们没有这样的自由去选择不要这个后果。
But there is hope in light of that still.
但尽管这样还是有盼望。
Because our God is great in mercy.
因为我们的神是极有怜悯的神。
Micah would say, who is a pardoning God like you?
弥迦说告诉我们说有何神像你这样愿意赦免人呢？
And the answer is there is no God like the God of heaven, the God of the Bible.
没有哪个神是像天上的神，像圣经里说的这个神那样愿意赦免人。
There's no other God who's so rich with mercy.
没有哪个神像我们的神这样满有恩典和怜悯。
And although they couldn't choose the consequences of their sin,
虽然他们不能够选择他们罪的后果。
They could choose to do something about the consequences of their sin.
但是他们可以选择做一点什么来解决他们这个罪的后果。
So in Numbers chapter 21, it says they were bitten.
然后民数记的二十一章告诉我们，他们被蛇咬了。
I don't know if they're bitten on the neck.
我不知道是不是被咬在脖子上。
But they were perishing.
但是呢，他们正在垂死当中。
And God provided a way to stop them from perishing.
然后神现在就提供了一个方法让他们免于一死。
So he told Moses, put this bronze serpent on a pole and tell the people to look.
然后神就告诉摩西要把这个铜蛇呢挂在这个杆子上，然后让百姓去往这个杆子上看。
And all the people that looked lived.
所有看的人他们都活了。
In a similar way, remember, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert.
还记得吗？我们说这是一个比较啊，就是正如摩西在旷野举蛇一样。
Even so, must the Son of Man be lifted up.
人子也照样要被举起来。
And so there was Jesus lifted up on a pole.
所以我们看耶稣被挂在这个杆子上，就是十字架上。
And all the people that believe in Jesus will get everlasting life.
所有相信耶稣基督的人就都得了永生。
You see, there are consequences to our sin.
所以这是我们罪的后果。
Death.
是什么呢？就是死。
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
但神的恩赐是借着耶稣基督给我们的永生。
Now, when they were bitten by the serpent and they realized they were perishing, what did they have to do?
所以当那时候那百姓当他们被蛇咬了知道自己快死了的时候他们要做什么呢?
Did they have to sit there and think?
是他们坐那里想吗?
You know, that's a good idea.
他们是不是就在想哎，这倒是个好主意啊。
Maybe I'll try it some other time.
他们会说哎呀，我等下次有时候的时候有时间再去试一下吧。
Or maybe they thought, well,maybe later, but first I'm going to go to the doctor.
然后他们会不会这样想呢？哦，也可能以后我再试一下，但是我现在得先去医生那里。
Or maybe they thought, well, I'm just going to go lay down in the shade and have a bit of a rest and see if I feel better a little later.
然后也许有人会想，那我就先到树荫下去休息一下，也许我就感觉好一些了。
They had to look in order to live.
这些都不行，他们必须得看蛇才能活。
They had to forget about the doctor.
他们得把医生忘掉。
They had to forget about taking a rest in the shade.
他们也得忘掉在阴凉地里休息一下就能好，这个一厢情愿的想法。
And they had to forget about doing it later. They had to do it now.
他也要忘掉说等以后再去，不，他现在就必须得做这件事。
They had to forget every other possibility except for looking.
除了往这个铜蛇上看，其他一切可能性，他们都得把它忘掉。
There was no help anywhere. The only help was looking at.The serpent to live.
因为别的地方都找不到帮助，没有帮助在其他地方，除非你看杆子上的蛇。
You and I, we do a similar thing with Jesus.
你和我在耶稣这件事情上也是一样的。
You see, Jesus isn't just a good idea.
所以耶稣并不是一个什么的好的主意。
Jesus isn't like a medicine to help us to go to heaven.
那耶稣就像能够帮助我们去天堂的那个药一样。
Jesus isn't somebody you come to later when you have time and you feel like it.
耶稣不像那个去天堂药，而且他也不是说你以后再找时间再去也行的那样的一个事情。
Jesus isn't just somebody you sort of think about and maybe you'll get to heaven one day.
不是说耶稣也不是你有些一个人你想一想然后你想可能有一天我靠着他可以去天堂吧。
Just like in Numbers 21, they had to abandon everything and only look at the serpent to live.
所以就像在民数记21章里面那些被蛇咬的人他们得放弃其他一切的选择一切的可能性只能去看那个杆子上的蛇才能活。
The same with Jesus.
我们在耶稣面对耶稣也是这样的。
We forget about any other possibility.
我们要忘记其他任何的可选项。
And we believe only in Jesus.
我们单单的相信耶稣基督。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to the Father except through me in John chapter 14 and verse 6.
在约翰福音的14章6节里面说耶稣说我是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去。
In Acts chapter 4 verse 12 it says there is no other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved.
使徒行传的4章12节也告诉我们天上地上没有赐下别的名让我们靠着可以得救。
God speaking through Isaiah says,I am God alone, and beside me there is no savior.
然后在以赛亚书，神借着以赛亚说，他说我是那唯一的神，除我以外没有救赎。
Paul wrote to Timothy, and he said, "There's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus."
然后在提摩太书里面，保罗说。只有一个神，然后人和神之间只有一个中保，那就是耶稣基督。
There is no other Savior.
除了耶稣基督以外，没有其他的救主。
Why do we believe that?
为什么我们要相信这个呢？
Well, Jesus just told us a little bit ago.
那是耶稣刚刚告诉我们的呀。
Remember, he said, only one person has ever been in heaven and come down to heaven to tell you.
因为他说只有一个人他曾经在天上现在从天上下来来告诉你这件事。
And so I'm telling you these things because I'm the only true witness to these things.
所以耶稣的意思说我现在告诉你是因为我是这些事情的唯一的真的见证人。
No one else ever came from heaven to tell anybody how to get to heaven.
因为除我以外没有别的人是从天上来到地上告诉你怎么才能到天上去的。
Only me.
只有我。
Mohammed never went to heaven.
穆罕默德从来没有去过天堂。
What can he tell us?
他怎么能够告诉我们怎么去天堂呢？
Buddha never went to heaven.
佛祖菩萨他没有去过天堂。
What can he tell us?
他怎么能够告诉我们如何去天堂？
Charles Russell never went to heaven.
Charles Russell 也没有去过天堂。
The founder of the Watchtower Society.
Watchtower?
The Jehovah's Witnesses.
他是耶和华见证人的创始者。
Brigham Young, the founder of the Mormons, never went to heaven. What can he tell us?
那摩门教的这个创始人，他也没有去过天堂，他也没有办法告诉我们怎么去天堂。
Even Moses never went to heaven. What can he tell us?
甚至摩西他也没有去过天堂，他怎么能告诉我们呢？
There's only one true witness that came from heaven.
所以只有一个真正见证人，他是真的从天上来的。
And his name is Jesus of Nazareth.
他的名字就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
And he's saying, I am the only way. You can only believe in me.
他说我是这唯一的道路，你们只能相信我。
Abandon everything else.
把其他的一切都排除掉了。
You see, it's the only way is to believe what Jesus says.
所以我们只有一条路，就是相信耶稣基督说的。
Did Nicodemus believe?
那尼哥底母相信了吗？
Let's look a little bit later in John chapter 19.
我们往后看看约翰福音十九章。
It's a very interesting story in John's gospel.
所以这在约翰福音里也是一个有趣的故事。
In John chapter 19 and verse 31, we have a couple of people looking for Jesus.
在这个十九章里面有很多人他们在找耶稣啊。
And we start reading here in verse 31. It says, the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation day that the body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day. They sought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and broke the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they did not break his legs, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water, and he that saw it bear record, and his record is true, and he knoweth what he says is true, that you might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, that no bone on him should be broken. And again another scripture says, they shall look upon him who they pierced. And verse 38, and after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. And he came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And verse 39, and there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus at night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds.
我们从31节，约翰福音19章30节读到39节。 犹太人因这日是预备日，又因那安息日是个大日，就求比拉多叫人打断他们的腿，把他们拿去，免得失手当安息日留在十字架上。于是兵丁来，把头一个人的腿，并与耶稣同钉第二个人的腿都打断了，只是来到耶稣那里，见他已经死了，就不打断他的腿。唯有一个兵拿枪扎他的肋旁，随即有血和水流出来。看见这事的那人就作见证，他的见证也是真的。 并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们也可以信。这些事成了，为要应验经上的话说，他的骨头一根也不可折断。经上又有一句说，他们要仰望自己所扎的人。这些事以后，有亚利马太人约瑟是耶稣的门徒，只因怕犹太人，就暗暗地做门徒。他来求比拉多要把耶稣的身体领去，比拉多允准。允准，他就把耶稣的身体领去了。又有尼哥底母，就是先前夜里去见耶稣的，带着没药和沉香约有100斤前来。
You see, Nicodemus had been thinking about these things.
所以我们可以看到，尼哥底母其实他一直在思考这些事情。
And he watched the crucifixion.
然后他也一直看耶稣整个钉十字架的过程。
And he watched the Son of Man being lifted up.
他看到了这个人子被举起来了。Just
like the serpent was lifted up in the desert.
正如摩西在旷野把蛇举起来一样。And
when Jesus was buried, he brought 100 pounds of spices.
所以当耶稣要埋葬的时候，他带了100斤的香料来。This
is what happened when Nicodemus understood that the Son of Man was lifted up for him.
这个时候他明白了，人子被举起来是为了他而举起来的。And
when Jesus was lifted up,
所以当耶稣被举起来的时候,
it is finished was his cry.
他在十字架上喊说成了。And
there was Nicodemus listening and looking.
所以那个时候, 你们也在听，也在看。
Can you imagine him just looking and thinking, this is what it meant?
然后大家可以想象，他看的时候他就明白了，哦，原来他当时说的这句话是这个意思啊。I
can see the Son of Man lifted up.
他说，我能看见，我看见了，人子被举起来了。And
I have to be born again.
然后他一想起耶稣跟他说，我必须要重生。
There is no other way.
除此之外没有别的方式，没有别的道路。
The Israelites had to look in order to live.
所以那全以色列人必须要看，这个才能够活。And
Jesus told me, he that believes will not perish but have everlasting life.
尼哥底母想起耶稣告诉过我，他说你必须要相信我，你才能够有永生。
Can you imagine what Nicodemus felt?
你能够想象那个时候尼哥底母是什么样的感受吗?
He said, everything is just like Jesus said.
他会说，哦，一切事情都是按耶稣所说的那样发生了。I
was perishing in my sin.
我是在我的过犯当中是垂死的。Even
though I was a good man in the sight of other people.
虽然我在其他人的眼里是个好人,
I was honored amongst the religious people.
然后我在所有的宗教人士当中，他们都给我尊荣。
I was the master teacher.
那我是这教室中的教师。
But I'm no better than anybody else.
但是我不比任何人好。
I've sinned and I've fallen short of the glory of God.
因为我也犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But the Son of Man was lifted up.
但是现在人子已经被举起来了。He
was lifted up for me.
他是为我被举起来的。And
he died for me.
他为我而死的。And
I'm going to believe in him.
我现在要相信他。Because
nobody came from heaven to tell me these things except Jesus.
因为没有人从天上来天上下来告诉我这些事除了耶稣。
Remember near the beginning of John chapter 3, Nicodemus said, We know you're a teacher come from God because nobody can do these miracles unless God's with them.
嗯，我们还记得在三章一开头的时候讲，他说尼哥底母说，我们知道你是从神那里来的，因为除了从神那里来的人，没有人能做成这些事。
You see, Nicodemus, even though he was saying these things, he wasn't understanding them.
所以其实那个时候尼哥底母虽然这么说，但他其实并不明白。
But here in John chapter 19, it's all clear to him now.
但是到了约翰福音十九章的时候，这一切在他头脑中就一下子都清楚了。
And he was born again.
然后他就重生了。
He was now in love with the Savior.
然后他现在是在和救主的爱当中了。
Why did Nicodemus love the Savior?
为什么他爱救主呢？为什么尼哥底母爱救主呢？
John, the apostle that wrote this, wrote a letter a little bit later called 1 John.
那写这个约翰福音的这个使徒约翰啊，后来也写了这个约翰一书。
And he wrote, We love him because he first loved us.
他是这么写的，他说我们爱他是因为他先爱了我们。
And he gave himself for us.
他把他自己舍了给我们
，as a payment for my sin，
做了我罪的赎价。
And so he brings 100 pounds of spices，
所以他才带了100斤的香料来。
Spices usually don't weigh very much。
这个香料一般都不是很重的。
I go to the store and the price says something like。$50 a kilo.
我去这个这种香料店啊，常常看到就是一克都是要50块钱。
And I think, what did my wife send me to the store to get?
我在想，那我太太把我派到这个店里到底来买什么？
How much money did she think I put in my wallet today?
她觉得我这口袋里带了多少钱来呀？太贵了。
But then I realized that I only need 10 grams.
然后当我知道我只需要这个10克就够了。
Because a kilogram is this much.
一公斤刚才说了一公斤是50块钱，因为公斤是1000克嘛，很多。
But 10 grams is only this much.
但10克只有那么一点。
And it only costs 5 cents.
那只需要5分钱就够了。
Now I'm not exactly sure.What 100 pounds of spice, how much space that takes up, but that's a lot of spices.
所以我不知道这100斤的这个香料有多少但是我相信应该是很大的一个量。
And some way, somehow, Nicodemus pulled it, he pushed it, he put it in a wheelbarrow, he did something to get it there because he loves Jesus.
所以我猜尼哥底母可能是要用袋子把这个香料装起来，就要放在一个独轮车上推到那里去才行的，因为他爱耶稣，所以带了这么多的香料来。
And even though I came at night before, everybody's going to see this.
虽然他以前呢是在夜里去见耶稣，但是现在他这次来是所有人都看见了。
Because I can't keep this a secret.
他说我再也不能暗暗的做这事了。
Because Jesus saved me from perishing.
因为耶稣把我从死亡中救出来。
And no one else ever loved me like that.
除了他，没有其他人这样爱我。
And I only trust in him.
我只相信他。
The Son of Man must be lifted up.
所以人子必须被举起来。
You know, a little later he would be lifted up from the dead.
那再过几天呢？再过3天，他就要从死里被举起来，就从死里复活了。
You see, he was lifted up on the cross.
所以你看，他先是在十字架上被举起来。
Then he was taken down and put into a tomb.
然后人再把他的身体取下来，然后放到很低的这个坟墓里面去。
He had died for our sins.
因为他为我们的罪死了。
And he was buried.
然后他也埋葬了。
That's what 1 Corinthians 15 verse 3 says.
这是哥林多前书15章3节告诉我们的。
According to the scriptures.
他说按照圣经说。
And on the third day, he was lifted up again from the dead.
然后第三天他又从死里被举起来，就他复活了。
So he was lifted up to die.
所以他第一次被举起来是为了死，去死的。
And now he's lifted up and he's living again.
然后现在他再次被举起来，他就活了，就复活了。
Because death could not keep him.
因为死亡不能困住他。
He died for our sins, not for his own sins.
他是为我们的罪死的，不是为他自己的罪死的。
It's the soul that sins must die, not the soul that doesn't sin.
所以是犯罪的人必须死，而不是没犯罪的人要死。
Peter wrote that Jesus did no sin.
然后彼得写，耶稣是不认识罪的。
Paul wrote that Jesus knew no sin.
然后保罗也写，就是耶稣是不知道罪的。
John wrote that in Jesus was no sin.
然后约翰写的是在耶稣里面没有罪。
So if Jesus did no sin, knew no sin, and in him was no sin, why did he die?
那既然耶稣没有犯过罪，然后他也不认识罪，然后在他里面也没有罪，那他为什么要死呢？
He died for our sins.
因为他为我们的罪死的。
He was bruised for our iniquities.
他为我们的罪孽被压伤。
He paid the price for us.
他为我们付上了代价。
But since he did no sin himself, he was lifted up from the dead.
所以正因为他自己没有犯罪，所以他被神从死里复活了。
And the Son of Man was lifted up.
那人子被举起来了。
And then a little while later he was lifted up again.
然后又过了一段时间呢，他再次被举起来了。
This time he was lifted up from earth to go back to heaven.
这一次呢，他是从地上被举起来回天上了，回天堂去了。
You see, in the Father's house there are many mansions.
然后他说，在我父的家里有很多地方，很多住处。
And when Jesus went to heaven, he went to prepare a place.
他耶稣回天上是去预备地方去了。
You see, no man had ever been in heaven before.
因为除他以外，没有人曾经去过天堂。
And now there was a man in heaven.
现在在天上有一个人了。
And it's guaranteed that if we believe in Jesus, that we'll be in heaven with him.
所以这一点确保了，如果我们信靠耶稣基督的话，我们将来也会在天堂。
You see, he was lifted up to heaven.
所以我们看，他现在被提到天上去了。
The Son of Man was lifted up into heaven.
所以人子又再次被举起来，这次是举到天上去了。
And he was seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
而且是他坐在天上坐在父神的右边。
And he ever lives to make intercession for you and for me.
而且他永远活着做你和我的中保。
There's a man in heaven praying for you and a man in heaven praying for me.
所以在现在在天上有一个人在为你祷告也为我祷告。
So that he can save us no matter what.
所以不管怎么样，他都能够救我们。
You see, he was like the serpent was lifted up in the desert.
所以他就像摩西当时在旷野，举蛇一样。
Even so, must the Son of Man be lifted up.
人子也要这样被举起来。
The people in the desert, they only got cured.
所以在旷野的时候，这些人只不过就被这个蛇毒啊就被治好了。
They were saved from perishing physically.
他们只是从肉身的死亡当中被救了。
But you and I are saved from perishing eternally.
但是你和我是从永恒的灭亡当中被救出来。
Because that which is born of a spirit is spirit.
因为从灵生的就是灵。
Oh, these bodies that we have, they very well may die.
就我们现在有这个身体呢，现在有的这个身体将来肯定会死的。
But absent from the body is being present with the Lord.
但是我们离开这个身体呢，就会到主那里去与他同在了。
And whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
所以一切相信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
One last verse this evening.
所以今天晚上的最后一节经文。
John chapter 17 and verse 3.
约翰福音的十七章第三节。
Whoever believes shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
17 verse 3.
Yeah, but I said the end of chapter 3, verse 16. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
刚才我们说了，凡一切相信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
And what's everlasting life?
那么永生到底是什么呢？
Jesus said, "And this is life eternal."
耶稣说，这就是永生。
This is what Jesus says it is.
这是耶稣说的哦。
That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
什么是永生呢？认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus as our Savior,
当我们信靠耶稣基督做我们的救主的时候，
we really start to know God at that moment.
在那一刻我们就开始认识神了。
The only true God.
那认识那独一的真神了。
And his son Jesus whom he has sent.
还有就是他所差来的他的儿子耶稣基督。
This is eternal life.
这就是永生了。
Knowing God.
认识神就是永生了。
And we start that the moment we believe in him.
当我们相信他的那一刻开始。就开始了这个过程。
And we start enjoying our life with him.
我们就开始享受我们和他在一起的生命了。
Oh, beloved, sometimes it's not an easy life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，有的时候这个我们的生活是不容易的。
Lots of times it's difficult as we walk along in this earth.
我们在这地上行走这一生啊，很多时候是很艰难的。
But the Lord walks with us step by step.
但是每一步主都跟我们同行。
He'll never leave us or forsake us.
他绝不撇下我们，不离弃我们。
He is always there.
他总在那里。
Hearing every prayer.
他听每一个祷告。
He's faithful and true forever.
所以他是真实的，是信实的，永远都是这样。
And the longer you walk with him, the more you find it true.
你和他同行的时间越久，你越知道这是真的。
Beloved, eternal life is not something in our future.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，永生并不是说在将来才会有的一个东西。
Although I guess it is in our future.
当然是，它是在将来。
But it's actually something we start to enjoy right now by believing in Jesus.
但同时呢，也是我们从现在就可以开始享受的一个过程。就当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，就开始。
By walking with him.
就是与他同行。
By reading his word.
借着读他的话。
Taking this seemingly little thing like the serpent lifted up in the wilderness.
就像我们刚才讲的这。一小段就是摩西举蛇的这个故事。
And finding so much greater a story than just of the Son of Man being lifted up.
就是比简单的只读干巴巴的一句人子被举起来这样一句有意思的多的更丰富的多的这样的故事。
And finding the God who wants to be with us, the God who's loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son.
也通过读经我们能明白神如此的爱我们呢，如此的想跟我们在一起，甚至把他的独生子赐给我们。
Beloved,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Enjoy walking with the Lord.
我们要好好的享受与主同行的时光。
No one will ever, ever love you like he does.
没有任何一个人像神那样爱我们。
Enjoy him forever.
要永远以他为乐，享受他。
God bless you.
愿主祝福大家。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父啊，
we thank you that we have a God who loves us.
我们感谢你，我们有一个爱我们的神。
A God who's faithful.
有一个信实的神。
A God who's given us a free will to make choices.
给我们自由意志，让我们自己做选择的神。
But has not given us the freedom to choose the consequences of our choices.
但是他却没有给我们自由选择，让我选择我们做了选择以后的后果。
But still a God that can help us.
但是这个神依然帮助我们。
Help us to be cured from the consequences.
能够从这样罪的结果中得到医治。
Oh, there may be something in this world.
在这个世界上可能会有一些事情。
That remains in our lives as a reminder of the sin we chose.
依然提醒我们，我们曾经选择过罪。
But with you, there's forgiveness.
但是在你那里，我们找到了赦免。
And freedom from the consequence of death.
再也不用承受那死亡的罪的后果，死亡的后果了。
Because Jesus paid it all on Calvary's cross.
因为耶稣已经在哥哥他的十字架上付上了全部的代价。
And all we do is believe in him.
那我们所需要做的就是相信他。
That he was lifted up.
他被举起来。
To die for us.
为我们而死。
And he was buried.
他被埋葬了。
And he was lifted up to life again.
然后他再次被举起来，复活了。
Conquering sin and death in our place.
替我们战胜了罪和死亡。
We thank you for him this evening.
我们今天晚上为他感谢你。
We pray for our brothers and sisters in China.
我们为我们在中国的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
For some of them being locked down and not able to meet.
有些人可能是因为疫情被隔离，不能来参加。
We pray that you would watch over them.
我们祈求你能够看顾他们。
And even in this difficulty, help them to enjoy you.
即使在这样困难的时候，也帮助他们能够以您为乐。
Continue to provide for all their needs.
继续供应他们所有的需要。
And help them to keep their eyes focused on you.
也帮助他们的眼目定睛在你的身上。
For the honor and the glory of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
为主耶稣基督的荣耀，我们祷告，我们这样祷告。
Amen.
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 Amen.